Well, if you are concerned about climate change and the future of our environment, you might want to head over to the Sebastopol Grange Climate Workshop this weekend. Joining us on the live line to talk about it is activist Mary DeMocker. She's the author of The Parent's Guide to Climate Revolution, 100 Ways to Build a Fossil-Free Future, Raise Empowered Kids, and Still Get a Good Night's Sleep. Mary, thank you for joining us this morning.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
Terrific. So first of all, let's start off a little bit here, a little bit more about your book. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Well, it's a book of 100 different ways that gives kind of a menu of ideas for parents or grandparents or anyone who cares about kids to step into more political change in the climate crisis. It moves away a little bit from a lot of the things that people are used to when you talk about what can people do to help out, like recycling and bicycling, and it moves really into the political realm. It gives people an easy way into, you know, if you have a really busy life and you want easy ways to start taking more action to change our system, not just our light bulbs.
I think we're all concerned about the environment and climate, but what is climate revolution?
Climate revolution, to me, it's not about getting our muskets and, you know, having a war. It's really about the global transition to a clean energy, low carbon future. And to me, that means anything that says yes to life, yes to smart climate policy, and yes to a thriving planet for our kids. And the good news is it's already underway everywhere, all over the world, and parents can just help it along in ways that work for our families.
So how does this help parents? Does it educate them in the process and then teach them how to teach their kids about climate revolution?
Yes, it's somewhat about teaching kids, you know, talking with kids and helping empower children, many of whom are getting more and more distressed about what they're seeing in the news and how that the disconnect between what they're seeing at school and out in the world about, you know, fires and floods and storms, and at the same time they're hearing their own president, you know, mocking climate scientists. So I think it's helping kids, you know, bridge the disconnect between where we are and where we need to go. But it's also really about giving parents a menu of literally hundreds of ideas, and also teachers and other educators, for how we can take civic action together in ways that deepen our connection to each other, deepen our understanding of the climate crisis that we're in, help us prepare for it, and help us make big changes at the policy level, because we're going in, for example, to an election cycle, which is an incredible opportunity to change leadership at the federal level, which will help us change laws from the top down, and maybe even get a green New Deal, and that's what a lot of young people are really pushing for.
Yeah, definitely. And how did you get involved? What was the spark for you to write the book?
The spark for me was that I was lying awake at night when my kids were little, you know, starting about 20 years ago, when I was really aware that we had a global warming situation that wasn't being talked about enough. It wasn't being dealt with by, at that point, the George W. Bush administration. And so I started thinking about how I can protect my kids in the short run, you know, by being a good parent, by packing their lunch, by, you know, taking them to soccer and going to visit the grandparents back east. But how can I also protect them in the long run? And that really, to me, meant not just bicycling and turning down thermostats, but really changing the political system that was allowing polluters to essentially install climate deniers in our Congress. How do we change the laws that allow oil industry into our national parks at this point and into public lands? How do we stop polluters and shrink polluters' climate footprints, the carbon footprints, rather than just, you know, mine and my neighbor's carbon footprints? So it really came out of me chewing a lot of this at night when I was lying awake. You know, you finally have a chance as a parent to kind of digest things sometimes at night when it's quiet. And I would find myself awake and talk to my friends who were awake, worrying about the future that is being created for our children.
All right, let's change gears a little bit and find out a little bit more about what's coming up this Sunday at the Sebastopol Grange.
Yes, we have a workshop from 3:30 to 5:30. It's free with registration, and we're going to talk about ways that people can jump in. We don't have to invent the wheel. We just can push it along a little in ways that are, you know, that work for each person. There are countless easy things that people can do, and I'll share a lot of those ways that people can feel empowered in the fight for a healthy planet while deepening our connections to one another. So I promise people will leave with at least three easy ways to help change the system.
And for those that are interested, where would they go to register and get some more information?
So go to Sebastian Carbon Conversations. That's on the website with Solar Schoolhouse. That's run by Tor Allen. Go to the website there and just register for the free workshop.
And the workshop is from, I understand, 3:30 to 5:30 in the afternoon?
3:30 to 5:30. So it's the Sebastopol Carbon Conversations, and you can look at Solar Schoolhouse for that. It's also on my website at marydemacher.com. You can scroll down to my to the calendar of events and click on the link.
Adults and kids, or is this more just for the adults?
This is for older kids and for adults. I wouldn't necessarily bring a child under the age of 8, but certainly older kids, I've had a lot of them in my audiences, particularly high schoolers who are out there really starting to make change and demand accountability from their leaders. So I invite them to come as well.
Awesome. Terrific. Mary DeMocher, thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.